Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Indraprastha Gas Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tiwari from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and best wishes for the festive season. On behalf of PhillipCapital, I welcome everyone to the second quarter and half-year earnings call of Indraprastha Gas Limited. From the management team, we have the pleasure of having with us today Mr. K.K. Chatiwal, Managing Director, Mr. Pavan Kumar, Director Commercial, Mr. Sanjay Kumar, CFO, and Mr. Manjeet Gulati, CGM Finance. I shall now hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, which shall be followed by a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon to all of you. First of all, I welcome you all and thank you for joining IGL's quarterly earnings call for Q2 of FY23-24. I'm Kamal Kishore Chatiwal, Managing Director, Indraprastha Gas Limited. IGL declared its quarter two financial results yesterday, and I'm happy to inform that we have clocked the highest-ever record quarterly profits of 535 crore, which is a 29% year-on-year growth. In terms of highlights, the other highlights for the quarter are sales volumes stood at 8.3 MMSCMD with growth of yearly growth of 3%. EBITDA of 656 crore with a growth of 24% year-on-year. PBT of 686 crore with a growth of 26% year-on-year. As you are well aware, the geopolitical situation continues to be a cause of concern, and this may result in volatility in energy prices. We had witnessed a lot of volatility and high prices of natural gas in the last financial year due to geopolitical issues and supply-related challenges across the world, which we feel that the CGD industry in the country has navigated quite successfully. In terms of the recent development that you all may be aware of, the Delhi government has approved the Delhi Motor Vehicle Aggregator and Delivery Service Provider Scheme 2023, mandating phase-wise transition of vehicles to EV for cab aggregators, delivery service providers, and e-commerce entities. The policy will be effective after the approval from LG of Delhi. As per the policy that is available for the four-wheeler segment, which is more relevant to us, the policy is for phase-wise conversion of aggregator fleet with share of EV in new purchases up to 50% in 3 years and 100% in 5 years from the date of notification. So the aggregators would also need to switch to an all-EV fleet by 1st of April 2030. We recognize that this scheme, once implemented, coupled with the expected shift of Delhi transport buses to EV, will have an impact on our CNG sales volume over the long run in Delhi. Though just to pinpoint the exact numbers, it will be very difficult, but the rough estimate is that around 15% of our volumes will be affected. We expect that with lesser additions of new CNG vehicles by aggregators going forward, so the sales growth in this particular segment, the aggregator segment, which is 15% of our volumes, will remain muted for the next 3-5 years. While the final details are being awaited, there is some clarity on transition provision for existing CNG vehicles up to 2030 in Delhi. We have already started working on mitigating this risk by putting our focus in a big way on interstate bus transport and LNG in long haul transportation. I'm hopeful that we will work more aggressively and we'll be able to come out with further strategies and plans to offset the CNG effect in Delhi on account of the above policy. Now, I would like to invite our Director of Commercial, Shri Pawan Kumarji, to give his opening remarks.
Thank you very much. I am Pawan Kumar, Director of Commercial. I welcome you all for this earning call of Q2 Financial Year 23-24, and thank you all for taking out time for participating in today's call. We had a board meeting yesterday, and I am happy to inform you that board has recommended an interim dividend of 4 rupees per share to the shareholders, as IGL has been rewarding the shareholders and increasing the dividend over the years. So this is the step taken by the company. The gross profit for SCM has also increased from rupees 12.69 per SCM in Q2 last year to rupees 14.12 per SCM this year in Q2, which is a growth of 11% on year-on-year basis. I'm happy to share that EBITDA per SCM has also shown a robust growth of 21% on year-on-year basis and has increased from 7.09 in Q2 to rupees 8.60 in the current second quarter. For CNG segment, the year-on-year growth has recorded at 3% with average sales being 6.25 MMSCMD as compared to 6.09 MMSCMD during the previous year. The average monthly vehicle additions, including conversions, in the second quarter is approximately 15,900 as against 14,100 in Q1. So there is a 13% increase on Q2 quarter-to-quarter basis. The impact of reduction in CNG pricing during the quarter one has started showing results. Last year, the natural gas cost was exorbitantly high and major part of it was passed on to the consumers. It is now expected that with the stable and reduced level of CNG prices resulting from the consistency in domestic gas prices, the customer sentiments for CNG will be positive. Also, with automobile OEMs increasing focus on CNG, multiple model options are available to the consumers to choose from. Both the above factors are expected to further boost the CNG vehicle convergence or additions in the coming months. On the PNG front, the sales volume in domestic and commercial segments have grown respectively by 15% and 12% on year-on-year basis, while there is a degrowth of 5% in industrial segment due to lower prices of alternate fuels. We are working on various fronts to make natural gas attractive for industrial segment. Further, the growth in sales volume in new geographical areas is starting to pick up and we expect that the momentum will continue. We are also increasing our footprint in terms of EV charging stations. So far we have commissioned 30 charging stations and we plan to expand it by 50 by the end of the financial year. During this quarter, we have commissioned 8 CNG stations and added around 70,000 domestic PNG connections. The capex during this year till September is 476 crore rupees. This was brief about quarter two. Once again, I thank you all for joining the call and now the floor is open for the question and answer session. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Sundaram from O3 Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sirs, and thanks for taking my questions. Primarily, I have questions about the new proposed EV policy of the Delhi government. Now, if I understand it correctly, this new policy makes it compulsory for all fleet owners who have more than 25 vehicles to switch to electric vehicles over a fixed time period. It is not applicable to other vehicles apart from fleet owners, and that too its applicability is for only people with more than 25 vehicles. Is this understanding correct?
I'm Pawan Kumar. Yeah, your understanding is perfectly correct.
Okay. So, therefore, sir, my question is, out of IGL's total CNG sales, what proportion is sold within Delhi city?
See, if we go segment-wise, the private car constitutes around 40% of sales, and these Delhi cabs are around 14%, and autos are around 6%.
Yeah, in terms of CNG sales, in Delhi, it should be around 60-65% of our total sales of CNG, which we sell in Delhi.
Out of the total CNG sales, 60% comes from Delhi city, right? Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, am I correct in understanding that out of the total CNG sales, 60% comes from Delhi city? Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Out of the 60%, what proportion will be for fleet operators?
14% around.
This is a very difficult, quantification of this is very difficult, because there is no scientific way in which this data is collected and we can...
I'm asking for your estimate.
Our estimate is that it should be around 15% or so.
14-15%. The other question, sir, is anything mentioned in the new policy about how the subsidy for purchase of new electric vehicles will be funded?
So we have not seen what the policy which is under approval states. There is no clear, we have not got a copy of that. Whatever has been there in the media and whatever was there in the draft policy earlier, okay. We have been all having that information only. Going forward, if something comes, then probably we'll be able to...
Based on some media report...
There is some clarity required on the policy, like fate of existing CNG cabs which are registered in Delhi, the policy is not clear. Then operator, this policy talks about operators having more than 25 cars, maybe that the small operators start coming up again. Then... presence of infrastructure to charge these cabs is also an issue. Then capital cost. So these are basically the things.
I understand that, sir. My other question is, does this policy, at least the press reports about this new policy, says that there will be a levy on vehicles that are not electric vehicles that enter Delhi, if I understand it correctly. Now, my question is, supposing a CNG or a petrol vehicle is compliant with the Bharat State 6 norms, can a levy still be imposed?
I earlier also told you we do not have enough information available on this, as this, what exactly the proposal is under process. We need that information to come out, and then only we can comment on that. So, as earlier also I told you, these are all based on whatever is there in the media and based on the draft policy. Once the actual policy comes into public domain, then we'll be able to throw more lights. We ourselves been waiting for those clarifications.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
Before we move on to the next question, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, you may rejoin the question queue. We take the next question from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirius. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. So a few questions. Can you just break up your CNG sales, which you mentioned that 60-65% is Delhi and remaining is another geography. So within that, what has been the growth rate? I mean, for this quarter, your CNG volume grew by almost around 3%. But what is the growth rate for the CNG for non-Delhi and for the Delhi?
If I talk about growth rate outside Delhi and in Delhi, it was around 3%, which is basically the major contributor to our total volume. Other GAs, if you talk about, the growth has been around 5% is there in Gurugram. Gautam Budh, Ghaziabad, the rate that is around, I think, 11%-12% growth is there in those GAs. The newer GAs are growing at around 60% on a smaller base, and 60-30, those are the numbers on a lower base.
Sir, what can be contributions? Let's assume out of 6.2 MMSCMD of the CNG volume, approximately 65% is Delhi. What is for the Gurugram? What is for the Ghaziabad and the Gautam Budh Nagar? For the rest of the GA. Sir, this can give at least a clarity that if your major operator of the volume, which is Delhi, is facing a headwinds in terms of an EV from, for the buses and also the cab. The growth rate of the other part of the Gurugram businesses like Gurugram, Ghaziabad and the new GA. The growth rate is higher, it can give a comfort to the investors, sir.
Yeah. If you talk about Gautam Budh Nagar, Ghaziabad, they constitute another around 23% of the total sale, the NCR region. 62-63% is coming from Delhi. That's the broad breakup. The other GAs, they are growing on a lower base that I already told you at a rate of around 50-60%, in some cases 30-40%, in some cases 100% also. That way you can, if you want to analyze further, you can drill down the numbers if you want to have some calculation around that.
This 23% including Gurugram also, right? Ghaziabad, Gautam Budh Nagar and Gurugram. Or it doesn't include the Gurugram?
UP is 23%.
Okay. UP is 23%, so doesn't include the Gurugram. What I understand that, sir, other than the Delhi, Gautam Budh Nagar and Ghaziabad, the total volume is approximately 15% of the CNG sales, which includes the Gurugram.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, one question, sir. This quarter, your industrial volume has been same kind of dip. Is it because of the lower propane prices, or can you just explain what kind of another growth rate one can expect in the industrial side?
Basically, industries are very price sensitive, and most of the larger industries, they are having dual fuel arrangements. In NCR, basically usage of biomass is also allowed by CAQM. When gas prices are high or LPG prices are lower, people tend to use either LPG or biomass. We are working out how we can compete in that segment, but this segment will always remain very competitive.
Okay. Okay, sir. Sir, last question.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
What has been the contribution of APM gas in your supply mix?
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Patel. May I request you to join the question queue?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I have two sets of question. The first one is relating to the EV Policy 2.0 and CAQM's order on interstate intercity buses. How do you see that affecting the bus and the private vehicle volumes of IGL? Any comment you would like to make on that?
As far as interstate buses are concerned, basically, BS6 and above buses will be allowed to enter in Delhi. We are already in talks with the state road transport corporations for converting these buses into the CNG buses. Uttarakhand State Road Transport Corporation has already converted a substantial fleet, and they are further ordering. We are also in the advanced talks with the Rajasthan and Haryana government, where we want that they will convert to it and they will take, because the CNG is the cheapest in Delhi, so they fill in Delhi or in our GAs, because we have all our GAs across these routes. UP government also, we have signed an agreement that they will also convert this. We are on the job.
In the next three, four years, there'll be some kind of like demand coming from this segment, right?
Yeah. Definitely. As soon as they start purchasing or they increase the fleet size, So demand has already come, but it will keep on increasing. In addition to this, we are also looking at the dumpers conversion. Like we have a new GA, Hamirpur, Banda, Mahoba in UP, and then Kitangarh, which is a part of Ajmer. So there are large number of truck fleet, dumper fleet is operating. So we are planning that these dumpers get converted to CNG, which is you know, running these dumpers on CNG very cheaper, because large number of dumpers are operating in NCR on CNG.
Okay, and sir, second question is relating to you have mentioned in the last call that you had some one-offs in Q2 like floods and maybe G20 also. So right now, what is the volume and what is your guidance for FY24 and 25 now? And also, that's my second question. Yeah.
Right now,
so the present volumes are around 8.5 or so. And we expect that the previous guidance which we had given of 9 million cubic meter per day will exit. We will still maintain that for the current year, and will exit at around 9 million cubic meter.
And next year?
Next year we'll have to wait and watch how this aggregator policy is impacting us. But we expect that probably, if not 10% growth on the entire volume, but at least the passenger vehicle segment and the other than aggregator segment will still be growing at around 8-9%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Amit, your line is in the talk mode.
Good morning. So, just further on this cab aggregator policy. So, the LG approval is pending. Is there any way in which the LG approval gets delayed, or what's your outlook on that, if you can share?
This is typically a political the question. It will be difficult for our end to reply, but let's see how it is getting approved and in what form it gets approved.
Okay. But and also, given that I think it was asked earlier as well, if a vehicle is compliant with BS6 norms, can the Delhi government stop that vehicle from coming into Delhi, assuming that it's not a EV vehicle?
No.
We'll have to see. We cannot be sure what they can do or cannot do. That is something which the government has to take a call on. We should not, I think, dwell on these questions, what they can do or not. We'll have to wait and watch. But as of now, there is no such plan which has come to our notice.
Okay, right. Lastly, on the your growth rates, so you I think shared a numbers that Gautam Budh Nagar and all are growing at somewhere mid teens and all. So similarly, what was the growth rate on Delhi otherwise, assuming on a normal rate basis?
Delhi, we had a growth of 3% year on year.
And I'm not talking of 2Q. I'm saying generally, 2Q was impacted because of flooding and G20. But otherwise, what generally the growth rate in Delhi being like?
So you can add additionally 1.5 to 2%, which was the impact of this. So probably 4.5 to 5% growth was there in Delhi.
Okay, sure. Okay, thanks. I'll come back in the queue later.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I wanted to check on this number, the 3% number that you're getting. I'm just not able to tie that back because your growth this particular quarter is, lower than 3% on an overall basis. So how did Delhi grow 3% and other grew even faster? Can we be a bit more specific about that number one? And secondly, So when you say 15%, so your estimate is about 0.9 MMSCMD. 15% of CNG volumes comes from cab aggregators, right? So that's 0.9 MMSCMD is your estimate, looking at this quarter's number of 6.25, right?
0.9 of? I didn't get you the last part of
it. You said 15% of the CNG volumes comes from cab aggregator. Or did you mean 15% of the Delhi volume, which is 62%? So if it is 15% of CNG volume, CNG is 6.25. 15% of that will be 0.9.
15% of the total volume we are talking about.
Of the total volume, okay. So that's 1.25 MMSCMD roughly comes from cab aggregators. Right?
That is a guess. That's what I'm telling you. There is
of course, it is a guess. Yeah, it is a guess. So firstly, if you could give that better breakup. And secondly, I just, for my understanding, currently, what are the kind of restrictions that Delhi has put in as a state currently? I'm not talking about the new policy. That restricts vehicle movement from, you know, other NCR areas into Delhi. Are these restrictions only on commercial vehicles and fleet taxi kind of vehicles, and there is no such restriction on private vehicles? I mean, are there restrictions like that which I wanted to understand? Like, I mean, if there is a vehicle registered in Gurgaon, when they were to move to Delhi, I mean, a CNG vehicle, a non-CNG LCV cannot move, right? But similarly, if there is a taxi, a yellow plate taxi, if they have to go, then are there restrictions to them also in terms of getting a Delhi permit?
Yeah, basically there is no restriction for CNG vehicle, and as far as restriction on other vehicles is concerned, it is on the interstate buses. Rest all are being allowed.
So interstate buses and only commercial vehicles, that is where the restrictions are.
Yeah.
So in that case, what happens if vehicle registration for fleet taxis move to Gurgaon or Noida? I mean, how will they control something like that?
They will operate. And that's
the most obvious hack to this policy, right?
That's what's going to happen.
I think we should not dwell on those conjectures. I mean, that is a regulatory call which has to be taken by government and other regulators. But of course, we do not have any such clarity on this.
Okay. And your, sir, current volume is 8.5 going to 9 is what you said, right? I mean, I missed the 8.
Yes,
that's 8.5 number, right?
Yes.
Expectation is going to 9. And sir, if you could give those growth rates.
So I think I was talking about the round numbers. The decimals, if you are talking about, then I'll have to go in detail.
So Delhi is closer to 3% only, what you're saying.
Yes.
So Delhi is not really worse off or something like that. Yeah. I mean, say if I were to look at a quarter like 2Q last year, or say 3Q or 4Q last year, when your overall growth rates were higher, 2Q last year is a better quarter, 12%. In that quarter, YOY, what did Delhi contribute? I mean, is this 3% more like a 3 to 4% kind of a number? Is this how it will be, and most of the growth coming from other areas?
See, what we expect that the going forward additional volumes which will come, probably mostly around 50%, 60% will come from the new GA in next 1 or 2 years. So that's the kind of expectation which we have. Last year number which you talked about, we'll have to drill down what was the...
Okay, you don't have that ready, is it?
Ready, it's not available ready. We'll give it to you separately.
Okay. And so just one last
thing. Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Jain. May we request you to join the question queue, sir? We have several participants waiting for the
turn. Sure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to limit your questions to 2 per participants. We take the next question from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Sorry, thanks for your time again, sir. Sir, wanted to understand on the 3% growth rate again. I mean, because 65% of the growth is, you said, are 3%, and all of them are much higher. So it appears that even if we adjust for the decimal that you are saying, that Delhi growth is a bit slow. Maybe even later during the call also, if you can explain, that would be helpful, sir. That is one, sir. And second, the EBITDA per SCM, I mean, in terms of ranking, which areas would be higher and lower? And especially because my question is because more specifically because the new GAs, the diesel is to CNG or the petrol is to CNG prices, delta is very low. How are we able to kind of get the volumes in these markets? Because significant investments are going. How should we approach in these markets where we'll be cross-subsidizing some part of profits here, and that would mean incrementally as we focus there and our volume continues to rise up there, will there be a contraction in EBITDA margin? If you could help us understand on this side.
Yeah. So if you talk about EBITDA level, so the newer GAs which we have, they are not making money. If you want to ask that question, that is an affirmative answer to that, that all the new GAs are not making profits. We are basically building the business there, and we do not expect it that upfront it will be profitable. The volumes are quite low presently, and we expect that once the volumes pick up, it will turn positive because the fixed costs are already there. And once the volume picks up, the EBITDA levels will go up. So I cannot specifically tell you about which geographical areas we are not making. But as a general principle, during the development phase, business development phase, we are cross-subsidizing it from the other geographical areas.
Okay. So, I mean, more importantly, the price difference would mean that we will have to operate.
You see, I think Delhi is around 45. If we talk about total efficiency and price benefit both, Delhi is around 45% cheaper than petrol in terms of running cost. In other GAs, I think that percentage probably is around 25 to 30%. Different GAs have different numbers. But I think that is also quite a good saving, which should drive the CNG forward.
Understood.
So once we have already ramped up our infrastructure and we are in a position that the average cost goes down, probably we'll look at maybe increasing that price difference further.
Got it, sir. And this how
will be taken as we move forward.
Understood, sir. Just on the volumes, again, the percentages, since you mentioned that this cab is 15% on the total volume, private cars also 40 would be on the total volume, like on the 8.5. So if you could just give us the split again, so cab is 15, private cars is 40, autos is 6. How much would be buses?
Buses is around 20%. Out of that, DTC is where we are seeing some impact of EV conversion. That has now come down to 6-7%. And what was the next question?
So this is all these numbers are on the total eight and a half which you're doing.
No, this 40-20 number which I'm talking about, that is on CNG sales. 15 I talked about, that was on overall volume. That is an estimated number.
Okay.
If you talk about the impact, if I tell you we have total taxis in Delhi, Delhi registration taxis, that number is around 1.5 lakhs. The total 40% volume of CNG which we talk about coming from taxis, LCVs and autos, the total number is around 5.25 lakhs. So out of that 5.25 taxis is around, say, 25% or so. So this 25%, the consumption might not be same for every, all this one. So if we take that 25% on 40%, that is around 10%. So 10 to 15% is that's what our estimate on this account on aggregator, presuming that all the taxis are running under aggregator services, which is not the case. So I'll leave you with these numbers for further crunching on your side. So our guess is around 15%.
Okay. And the autos is 6%, sir, just to close this.
Sorry?
Autos is 6% is the number that you mentioned.
Autos, I mean, it's part of the total 40%. So really difficult to pinpoint the exact bifurcation between that 40%. So based on the number of taxis, autos, we can make some rough estimates, which should be around 6-7%.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And if you could just answer the growth rate alone, sir, even later during the call, that will be it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mandar Pawar from Kotak Mahindra Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. You mentioned about the new year not being profitable, but if I'm looking at the 8.5 rupees margin that we're making at the company level, if we have to bifurcate between what kind of margins that we'll be doing in Delhi, can you provide us with a number or an estimate on the same?
So profitability from point of view of per SCM I was talking about, because the volumes are very low and OPEX tends to be higher when your volumes are low on per SCM basis. So even though the in absolute terms the loss might not be, I was talking about per SCM terms EBITDA. So in one or two GAs that is negative. And because it's negative, volume is very low, so it doesn't really... loss making, so it is not eating up the profits of other GAs, but it is not making the contribution and maybe dragging down the a little bit on EBITDA side, so per SCM basis. So really not very significant in terms of absolute numbers, but they are not profitable, that's what I meant to say.
Okay. All right. Second, I just want to...
profitable means I am saying that they are not adding to my bottom line.
They are not adding to my bottom line. Yeah, but it will dilute the margin on an SCM basis when you are looking at it.
Not very significantly, because the volume itself is very low.
Okay. Okay. So when you are saying if they are not in profit, it's because of the fixed cost below EBITDA line, or you are saying even at EBITDA they are not making money?
Even at EBITDA level also, two of our GAs are not positive.
Okay. Oh, got it. Second, just want to hear your thoughts on if we do see attraction in this conversion to EVs by this new scan, and if at all we see some congestion coming down at the outlet or the waiting period coming down at the CNG outlet, do you believe that would incentivize private car conversion? Just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Yes, so I think during the yesterday's media interaction, our MD had also indicated to this fact that there is lots of queuing which is happening outside our CNG station, and we are finding difficult to get land and add new stations. But we are working on this, and we are taking steps so that the queuing outside the CNG stations reduces, and it incentivizes people, or it gives them enough comfort that they will be able to, don't have to wait for CNG filling, and that should help in or improve increasing the conversion numbers. So that we are working on, and towards that end we are. The capex which we are incurring, that is going towards Delhi also in augmenting the infrastructure. So we'll continue to invest, and I think going forward enough growth will be there in passenger segment, even though probably aggregator we do not know the impact, but the other segments are expected to grow, and we are continuing to spend capex on the augmenting the infrastructure even in Delhi.
Okay. Thanks. And the final question, if you can give the conversion number, the latest one.
The conversion number latest one, this quarter's average was 15,900. Month on month it was different, but 16,000 is the average number for this quarter.
This is for the quarter?
Yes. Yeah. So per month, average for this quarter. Yes.
Yeah, average for this quarter or per month. Okay, but yeah. But let's say the latest
one. I'll tell you the exact number. July it was 15,361. August it was 17,131. We had given different number previously in different interaction, But I think this number is something which keeps changing depending upon when the registration papers have been filed and when it is actually registered. So, and September number is 15,100. Average is 15,900.
Okay. Got it. And October would be around the same thing? Or?
October we'll have to say, see. We have not got the data yet.
Fair. All. Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vartharajan from Antique Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So one on this volumes, you used to share some volume with Adani and Haryana Gas. Does it continue? Does that stop at some date due to the orders?
Yeah, it is continuing as of now.
Any date when it is going to stop?
No.
And secondly, on the to be on the safer side, when we build in volume, should we assume FY25 most likely it won't be there?
We don't foresee.
Okay, sure. Second question on this vehicle additions run rate, which has been pretty good in the last 3-4 months. However, what we observe is that the volume impact has not been to the same extent. So, do you have any sense on what part of the new registrations could be replacement? I know it's not exact science that you can come up with a number, but I'm sure you are observing it for a reasonably long enough period of time to give us some kind of an idea how to correlate this incremental vehicle registrations versus the volume.
So vehicle registrations have picked up. I think it's quite early to say how this increased numbers will reflect in our volumes. And as you rightly said, it's very difficult to give exact pinpoint the exact impact. But we expect that this should improve further and will give some positive number. The numbers which we was reflected, I also told you that in this quarter, two major events happened in Delhi. One was G20 and another was floods. And I told you that around 1.5% of our sales was impacted because of growth was impacted because of that. So probably I think this quarter we'll have some better visibility and we'll be able to see the impact of these additions. How many vehicles are going out of the system? That number is not there, so we really don't know whether it is replacement vehicle.
No, but under normal circumstances, you would have some idea as to what is normally the replacement cycle. So in the case of cabs, let us say, is it 8 years, 10 years? In the case of CVs, do we have a similar kind of a number? Broadly, just for an understanding more than any kind of a one-to-one volume impact.
If you see the life is 15 years, the license is also given for 15 years. And I think average, if you see, it's difficult to say 8 to 10 years might be a case. But depending upon people, people's own preferences, they might be changing it at intervals. So average, you can say maybe around 8 to 10 years can be taken just as a estimate.
That is useful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the call, sir. A couple of questions on the strategic side. One was in terms of when you think about elasticity of demand, considering your margins are pretty healthy right now, do you think you will be able to see some demand elasticity if the spreads versus petrol and diesel were to go up higher? How are you thinking about that? And the second thing was in terms of capex allocation, considering all the policy changes, how are you thinking about capital allocation for the next 5 years? Thank you.
Your first part of the question was related to price elasticity. So if you see last 1 year, the conversions had gone to around 12,500, 13,000 per month level. And we had previously seen a peak of around 17,000, 18,000 when the price gap was substantially large. history says that there is price elasticity, and if we are able to increase it, it should give us more convergence, which will result in higher volume growth. So that fact remains that price elasticity is there. People are mindful of the economic benefits, and if they are able to reap that, they will switch to CNG as a fuel, given that it's also environmental friendly. So price elasticity, your point is valid that it is there. And if given an opportunity, we'll have to basically see for a longer period of time how, at what level we are in terms of EBITDA, and how further growth is expected. Based on that, we'll take pricing decisions, whether to reduce or increase or take some hit on EBITDA and increase the gap. So that will take, that is an ongoing process.
Nothing right now that you are thinking that will help better demand, correct?
At this point of time, I think we have kind of a balanced approach or balanced situation presently. We'll see some more time. We'll see the convergence going forward next 1 or 2 quarters. And then we'll take, because we'll have to also keep in mind that the APM allocations are going to decrease gradually, and that will have to be more dependent more on RLNG. And the price fluctuations in RLNG is known to everybody. So we are in a comparatively stable period at this point of time. But going forward, we do not know what is going to happen. So we'll have to be having some cushion to take care of those contingencies also. So we'll take a call accordingly. The second part of your question was on?
The CapEx allocation.
Next 5 years now, we used to tell that we'll be spending around 1,400, 1,500 crores every year. That statement still remains. We'll have to maybe moderate it considering the impact which the aggregator policy brings, and then we'll see how it goes. So exact what will be the exact response, difficult to say at this point of time. Let the policy come out and we'll analyze the expected impact on the exact terms, provisions, and then we'll take a call on that. At present, the statements which you used to say, that remains valid, subject to the adjustments to be done for the expected changes because of these aggregator policy.
And so you're still looking for inorganic growth, or that's something still on the cards, or no?
We are open. I think we have been telling also that the opportunities will come because the 5 years change of control period gets over in maybe next 1 or 2 years, given the extension given by PNGRB for corona period. And once that is over and people evaluate their exact position in terms of MWP and all, we expect that some opportunities will come. We are open to that. And we'll take a call accordingly. At present, nothing is there which we are considering.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Saurabh Handa from Citigroup. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. I think you did mention this in your earlier remarks, but just to confirm, so currently CNG taxis, they have valid permits for 15 years. So what do you think happens to a CNG taxi with a valid permit in 2030? I mean, will they be forced to convert? Is that realistically possible? I know I'm not asking you to speculate, but for a person who is invested in this, how do you think, I mean, would there be some sort of an exemption?
So if you ask my take on this, because people will be able to buy the vehicles till 28, CNG vehicles, and only after 2 years, if you ask them to discard that vehicle or buy a new one, that will be too much to ask for. And you cannot, even if 5-6 years older vehicle is there, if you ask them to scrap it, that will be a national wastage. So I don't think that situation will arise and they will be stopping that vehicle. But that clarity is still required on that. We will have to wait and see. I think there was some circular also when from Transport Department when it was said that the vehicles will be allowed to continue to run for the entire 15 years of their life.
The CNG vehicles,
yes. The CNG vehicles, yes. So we do not know conflict. These are the conflicting statements and provisions. We'll have to wait for the exact provisions when they come out.
Sure, sir. And my second question was just on the volume guidance. So you've spoken about exiting for this financial year at 9 MMSCMD. And previously you were talking about around 1 MMSCMD growth should be possible for the next couple of years. So can we assume that March 25, you're still broadly looking at around 10 MMSCMD?
Given the timing of the implementation of this policy, maybe we'll have impact on whether at all if it is implemented and at what time it is implemented. So based on that, I think we will reserve that comment that what will happen in 25. So for the time being, we are restricting ourselves to 9 million cubic meter by this year end. And next year's guidance, once the policy, if it comes out, then we'll be able to give you.
Okay. So, and just my last question. You had spoken about 15% is the total volume contribution. So, this is 15% of IGL's total 8.3 MMSCMD volume from Delhi cab aggregators. Roughly.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. It's about total 15% of the total volume can be impacted once this over a period of time, next 4-5 years. And I'm saying that the growth will be impacted. I'm not saying that my volume will go down. The growth which we expected of 10% or so, that might not be coming in on this segment. So because still new vehicles will be added till 28, there is a time gap. So
just to follow up on that, right now there is nothing which stops vehicles registering in the NCR, like in Noida, Gurgaon, and coming to Delhi. And you don't envisage any change happening, right? Right now there is free movement of aggregators between Delhi and say Noida or Gurgaon.
Yes,
so if they choose to register there, it should be okay the way things stand.
I think that should be the case. Presently, there is no restrictions and things should continue the same way depending upon how the government wants to implement when they are coming out with the implementation provisions.
Sure. That's clear, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Amit from UBS. Please go ahead, sir. Amit, sir, your line is in the talk mode, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, can you give us some guidance relating to 1.5 MMSCMD volume addition over next 18 months, like which categories will add to the volume growth? Will that be buses, cars, and outside Delhi and within Delhi?
Mostly it will be NCR region which will be driving the growth because they are contributing the major volume. The segments which we expect to contribute more is the passenger vehicle segment and LCVs. Mostly there are lots of new additions in that segment also. So, going forward, interstate buses are where we are focusing right now. There are, I think, 200 buses which Uttarakhand government has ordered and they have already got around 50-60 odd numbers. Even UPSRTC also has, I think, ordered for some 100 or 150 buses. So these are the segments which we expect to contribute to these additional volumes.
So basically all these volumes can contribute around 1.5 MMSCMD because 8.5 to 10 MMSCMD.
Yeah, including this nominal growth which was coming for aggregator taxis also. So we'll have to see how it impacts. So maybe that portion of that aggregator segment, and that is something which we'll have to watch out for, how it is getting impacted. But that's what was our expectation of contributories to the additional growth, additional volumes.
Okay. And so do you think that we need to change our thought process on the infrastructure addition? Like we have been going a bit slow on the infrastructure side right now, but the more delay we do, the opportunities on the EV side will grow much faster. So like if we have a plan to add maybe 300 stations over next 4 years, 5 years, then they should be done over next 2 to 3 years so that you can maximize on the return on capital because you will have a time to earn money from that infrastructure. But if you add something in 2027 or 29, that may have a very little life to add to your returns expectation. So do you think that as a company, we need to slightly run faster than what we were doing in the past 2-3 years?
No, so you are right. We have not slowed down. We are still maintaining that we will be investing in augmentation of infrastructure, including Delhi, where we are saying that there might be some impact. But the queuing problem is there. So we are not slowing down. And we'll be just calibrated in terms of what impact the aggregator policy brings in terms of Delhi. In other GAs, we have not slowed down.
But sir, we have added only 8 stations in this quarter. And I think we have a guidance to add around 100 plus in this year. So do you think that
yes,
in the next
so
6 months
we are still expecting that we'll be able to meet 100 stations. Things are in pipeline. Probably we'll discuss this at the year end when we talk about when we are in the earnings call for annual results.
Sure.
Things were a little slowed down also because of the floods and the G20 summit which had happened. So permits and other NOCs were a little delayed. So that also impacted a little bit capex on our specifically in Delhi. But we are hopeful that we'll be able to make it up by the year end.
Great, sir. And wish you all the best and wish you a happy Diwali to your entire team. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining this call. Last time it was a little chaotic. This time things looks to be going smoothly. So thanks to Philip Capital, Nitin and team for organizing this call. Festive seasons are starting. Diwali greetings for everybody. See you in the next earnings call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.
Thank you.